I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, we bring you Hutar of the dreaded Yondu Ravager Clan from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And I'm not kidding. This guy once played college hoops. But right now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Yes, he was thrown out of the NCAA because he ate an opponent once on national television.
No, now don't give the story away.
God, sorry about that.
The Cleveland Cavaliers struggled at times during the regular season, but against Toronto, they are starting to look like strong contenders for the title once again. What happened? Did bench step up or something?
No, LeBron James became LeBron James all over the Toronto Raptors. Yeah. It's 1 and 1A with Michael Jordan at this point in terms of who's the best player who ever lived.
The NBA had to step in after the rapper Drake, who's also a huge Raptors fan, exchanged, quote, bad language with the Cavs' Kendrick Perkins in Game 1. I thought the league kind of liked to thrive on this sort of publicity.
Well, I think they stepped in also to keep Drake from being killed by Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Kendrick Perkins, we know in Boston, he's a big, tough guy, and Drake has a big, tough mouth. And, you know, this is the kind of beef, as the kids say, that happens.
The Philadelphia 76ers had a strong season, and they're currently in a second-round battle against the Boston Celtics. Back in December, at least one member of the Sixers did not foresee making the playoffs. So what was Philly guard J.J. Redick planning to do instead?
He was going to be studying for his graduate school exams, the GMAT.
Thought he'd have time.
Yeah, well, you know what? He could have missed a few shots and made his test. That's all I'm saying. That's not point shaving either, by the way.
Washington Capitals forward Tom Wilson was suspended for 3 games after his devastating high hit on Pittsburgh's Zach Aston-Reese in Game 3 of their second-round series. I thought this kind of thuggery generally went away during the NHL postseason.
Oh, no. This is the kind of thing that hockey will never, ever fully lose. There's always going to be some goon out there who spoils the postseason, and this year it happens to be Tom Wilson.
In September, the Boston Bruins are going to play 2 exhibition games against the Calgary Flames in China, which will also be the site of the 2022 Winter Olympics. If the idea is to spread the word about hockey to China, wouldn't it make sense to include the NHL players in those 2022 Olympics?
You would think, but that experiment is gone. And besides, you know, you can sell the game without selling the pros. And the Chinese are apparently going hockey mad at this point. They're building hundreds of rinks all over the country. And within 5 or 10 years, you're going to see Chinese players in the NHL. I would almost guarantee it.
Ichiro Suzuki returned to the Seattle Mariners for the 2018 season. We commented on that when the announcement was made. But he announced this week that he'll be assuming a front office role. I wonder if he can possibly be as successful there as he has been over the past couple of decades on the field.
No, but I'm glad this is happening because he's clearly got nothing left in the tank. I mean, you don't want to see him stumble around as last year. He's a tremendous player. He's been one of the really amazing stories in baseball over the last couple decades. And who knows, maybe he's a good personnel guy.
The April stats are in for Major League Baseball, and perhaps the most striking number is 6,656 strikeouts during the month of April and only 6,360 hits. Strikeouts have never before exceeded the number of hits during a month. Should Major League Baseball be worried?
First of all, unless pitching has just gotten outstanding between seasons, I thought the whole thing with baseball was taking pitches and working the count and so forth. Maybe the pitchers have caught on and said, well, if they're going to work the count, I'm just going to throw strikes.
I'll strike them out while they're working the count. Yeah, maybe that's it. Or maybe the strikeouts are just because all these guys are hitting a lot of home runs.
Yeah, that's entirely possible, too. People are swinging harder, maybe.
Relievers who don't get guys out are sometimes punished by their managers, of course. They get benched, but they rarely punish themselves the way Astros reliever Ken Giles did the other night. On the way to the dugout, after he had given up a home run in the ninth inning, he punched himself in the face.
You know,
I haven't seen a pitcher do that before.
And then the bench is cleared, which was very strange.
Yeah, then he punched out the dugout.
That's right. Ken Giles could turn out to be Mariano Rivera. But he's always going to be the guy who punched himself in the face.
Man, that's right. And finally, Charlie, rookies are often sent on errands for team veterans, of course. But here's a new twist on that story. The Colorado Rockies made rookie outfielder Noel Cuevas go on a coffee run in full uniform. The guy had to wheel a cart full of coffee around the streets of Chicago dressed in his away togs.
And he looks terrific. He looks like he's having a great time. But doesn't this remind you of the scene in Woody Allen's Bananas where the Revolution sends out for sandwiches?
Oh, the sandwiches, yeah. 4,281 tuna fish sandwiches, yeah.
One without mayo.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.